One year has passed since the death of Indigenous Kalgoorlie teen Elijah Doughty. The driver of the vehicle that killed Elijah was only sentenced in July. And for the town, the wounds are still fresh. The Wire's Sam Bradbrook has this report.
Today marks a year since a tragic episode in Australia's black-white history, the day a young Aboriginal boy on a bike died under the wheels of a four-wheel drive.
I think it's become a catalyst for we as Australians to really assess where we are at on a social level.
For local Aboriginal man Lyndon Brownlee, the death of Elijah Doughty and the subsequent court case have left a scar that won't go away.
It's angered the Aboriginal community that despite we're living in the 21st century, in the year 2017, it angers Aboriginal people and it discourages us that we still are struggling to see equitable outcomes for Aboriginal people still in the justice system in this day and age. And I think the reason why it has had such an impact on Aboriginal Australia as a whole and as a collective is because I believe that there are cases where families have not seen any justice, they have not seen any outcomes, period. And that's the rhetoric, that's the narrative right across Australia.
And with Kalgoorlie, have things changed in the past year or are things a lot the same?
There's been talk about changing things, making the changes and leading change. However, nothing's came to fruition. The people are going to need to lead the change. The people are going to be the ones who are going to push for the change, to be able to make that change. It's not going to come from the government. It's going to have to come from a united voice of people, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal alike, and to be able to bring about the change that we need to see, not just here in Kalgoorlie, but right across Australia. The change is only going to come from us as a people. I mean, it's not going to come from, can't come from a program or some sort of project or it's not going to come from government. It's going to come from a united voice of the people.
John Bowler is mayor of Kalgoorlie, the town that has become notorious in the wake of Elijah's death.
People ask me, is Kalgoorlie a racist town? And I just say it's no less, no more racist than any other regional place in Australia.
But is that the problem, that we're comparing towns as no less or no more racist than each other?
I don't know if it's a problem or not. I'm just stating the fact or my opinion of it.
You mentioned changes. What changes are the council planning?
One of the main changes we want to establish is we're not calling it a drop-in centre because people say historically drop-in centres have a very poor rate of success. What we're trying to establish is a youth engagement facility, black and white, and that will depend upon a survey and a consultation process. The Federal Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Senator Scullion, has conceded to me, went over to Canberra earlier this recently, and he conceded that it had taken longer than he had hoped. He's now taken personal handling of that process. It'll be done soon, early October, that's going to be Sam. There will be a youth summit where local youth will be asked for their ideas, and then hopefully as soon as we've got that, we can build this facility and then put the services into that facility or sort of use that facility as a place where local services that already exist could have contact with local youth.
How will the legacy of Elijah's death affect Kalgoorlie into the future?
I hope it makes us more aware that we can't rest, that we have to work together as a community. I've got local government elections coming up soon, and I hope, and I've approached a couple of Indigenous leaders to stand for council. We don't have any Indigenous people on my local government council. I'd like to have at least one. So that's the type of thing that just talking to each other, you know, it's, I think we've historically been a pretty good community, but things have developed in the last few years where there's a bit of a them and us, and we've got to get away from that. It's just one community working together.
Kalgoorlie Mayor John Bowler. For Lyndon Brownlee, the important thing about today's anniversary is that we remember Elijah Doughty's family.
What people need to do is to be able to honour the family, respect them, and the fact that they're the ones who are really hurting at this time, and what we need to do is to be able to offer them that support and to offer them strength and to be able to give them, to be able to carry them through this time of sadness. It's still very raw for them, and I don't claim to speak on behalf of the family, but as a community member, I believe that that's what we need to be doing. We need to be supporting the family. We need to be offering them strength and carrying them through this sad time.
Local Indigenous man Lyndon Brownlee finishing that report from The Wise, Sam Bradbrook.